1 Kings chapter 21. After these things, Naboth the Jezreelite had a vineyard in Jezreel, beside the palace of Ahab, king of Samaria. Ahab asked Naboth, "Give me your vineyard, that I may have it for a vegetable garden, because it is near my palace. I will give you a better vineyard for it, or if you want, I will pay you what it's worth." But Naboth said to Ahab, "The Lord forbid that I should give you the inheritance of my fathers." Ahab went into his palace, sullen and angry, because of what Naboth the Jezreelite had told him. For he said, "I will not give you the inheritance of my fathers." Ahab lay down, sulking on his bed, turned away his pouting face, and would not eat. But Jezebel, his wife, came to him and asked him, "Why are you so sad that you won't even eat?" So he told her, "Because I spoke to Naboth the Jezreelite and asked him, 'Sell me your vineyard, or else, if you want, I will give you another vineyard for it.' He replied, 'I will not give you my vineyard.'" Jezebel, his wife, said to him, "Are you the king of Israel or not? Get up and eat some food, and let your heart cheer up. I will get you the vineyard from Naboth the Jezreelite." So she wrote letters in Ahab's name and sealed them with his seal, and sent the letters to the elders and nobles that live in Naboth's town with him. She wrote in the letters, "Proclaim a fast, and set Naboth in the place of honor among the people. Then seat two scoundrels across from him, and let them accuse him. You cursed God and the king. Then carry him out and stone him to death." The men of his town, the elders and the town leaders, did as Jezebel had ordered, just as it was written in the letters she sent them. They proclaimed a fast, and seated Naboth at the head of the people. The two scoundrels came in and sat opposite him. The scoundrels testified against Naboth in the presence of the people, alleging, "Naboth cursed God and the king." Then they carried him out of the town and stoned him to death. Then they reported to Jezebel, "Naboth has been stoned, and he is dead." When Jezebel heard that Naboth had been stoned and was dead, Jezebel told Ahab, "Get up, take possession of the vineyard Naboth the Jezreelite refused to sell you, for Naboth is no longer alive." When Ahab heard that Naboth was dead, Ahab got up to go down to take possession of the vineyard of Naboth the Jezreelite. But the word of the Lord came to Elijah the Tishbite, saying, "Get up, go down to meet Ahab, king of Israel, who lives in Samaria. He is in the vineyard of Naboth, where he has gone to take possession of it. Tell him, 'This is what the Lord says. Haven't you murdered a man and now taken possession of his property?' You shall say to him, 'This is what the Lord says. In the place where dogs licked up the blood of Naboth, dogs will lick up your blood, yes, yours.'" Then Ahab said to Elijah, "Have you found me, O my enemy?" Elijah answered, "I have found you, because you have sold yourself to do what is evil in the sight of the Lord. He says, 'I will bring disaster on you, and will totally consume you, and will cut off every male descendant from Ahab, slave or free, anywhere in Israel. I will make your house like the house of Jeroboam the son of Nebat, and like the house of Baasha the son of Ahijah, because you have provoked me to anger and led Israel into sin. Also concerning Jezebel, the Lord says, dogs will eat Jezebel by the outer wall of Jezreel. Any of Ahab's family who dies in the town, the dogs will eat, and the one who dies in the field, the birds of the heavens will eat." There was no one like Ahab who sold himself to do what was evil in the sight of the Lord, incited by his wife Jezebel. He did disgusting things in worshiping idols, just as the Amorites had done, whom the Lord cast out before the Israelites. When Ahab heard these words, he tore his clothes, put sackcloth on his bare skin, and fasted. He even slept in sackcloth and went around dejectedly. The word of the Lord came to Elijah the Tishbite, saying, Have you seen how Ahab has humbled himself before me? Because he has humbled himself before me, I will not bring the disaster in his lifetime, but I will bring the disaster on his house in the days of his son.